بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Inshallah ta'ala, we shall continue with our study in this book titled Aqidat al-Tawheed, written by Sheikh Saleh bin Fawzan bin Abdullah al-Fawzan. For those who attended the last class, we were in, we started discussing Al-Fasl al-Thani, section 3, on the Al-Bab al-Rabi. So we started talking about Taqdim al-Qarrabin wal-Nubu wal-Hadaya min Mazarat wal-Qubur wa Ta'dimha. That is offering sacrifices and vows and gifts min Mazarat, to shrine, wal-Qubur and graveyard, wa Ta'dimha and glorifying this list. The scholar started by discussing about the text taken by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to guard people from worshipping the graves. Where he mentioned, as he said, the Prophet himself warned, cautioned his ummah from extremity in the praise of his body. Okay, he said, do not praise me and exceed bounty the way the Christians have done to Isa. Rather, he just say, Abdullah wa Rasuluh. This is why, even for this, so that people will not go beyond bounty and begin to worship him himself. Then he also mentioned that another step taken by the Prophet to guard against grave worship is that he prohibited constructing buildings upon degree. Where he brought the hadith of Ali bin Abi Talib, where he said the Prophet of Islam sent him on a mission to what? To destroy any sculpture and also any grave that has been erected, that he should level it. Then the third step taken by the Prophet to guard against grave worship was that what? He said the Prophet prohibited plastering or cementing of the grave and building upon it. Then he said the fourth thing he mentioned there was that the Prophet also prohibited praying in the graveyard. Okay? The Prophet prohibited us from praying inside the graveyard or praying facing the graveyard. All this, the essence of all this is to guard people from falling into grave worship. I think that was where we stopped. Sorry. We will continue from there. Then he said, وَقَدْ خَالَفَ أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ هَذِهِ النَّوَائِي. He said, a lot of people have contradicted all these prohibitions. The prohibition not to praise the righteous people beyond boundary, the prohibition not to build stone over grave, the prohibition not to praise in the graveyard or face them grave. All these prohibitions, that a lot of people have contradicted these prohibitions. وَرْتَكَبُوا مَا حَذَّرَ مِنْهُ النَّبِيُّ صلى الله عليه وسلم. And a lot of people are committing what the Prophet has cautioned us from. But فَوَقَعُوا بِسَلَبِ ذَلِكَ بِالشِّرْكِ الْأَكْبَرِ. Because of that, they have fallen into the major shirk. فَبَنَوْا عَلَى الْقُبُورِ مَسَاجِدًا وَأَضْرِحَ وَمَقَامَاتِ. And so people now build upon grave masajidah. They build mosque over the grave, wa abriha, and tomb over the grave, maqamat and also shrine around the grave. وَجَعَلُوهَا مَزَارًا. They made this building to serve as places of visit or shrine that people will be coming to visit regularly. تُمَارَتْ عِنْدَهَا كُلَّ أَنْوَاءِ الشِّرْكِ الْأَكْبَرِ. They practice in all these places all types of major shirk. من الزبح الله in terms of offering sacrifices to this stone. وَدُعَاءِ أَصْحَابِهَا. Or calling on the companions of this grave, supplicating to them directly. وَالْإِسْتِغَاثَةَ. Seeking help from them. وَصَرْفُ النُّذُورِ لَهُمْ. And also offering vows to them. When a person wants to make a vow, he vows by the grave. So again, Zalika and all other forms of practices that constitute major shirk in Islam. قال العلامة ابن القيم رحمه الله. ابن القيم said, may Allah have mercy on him. He said, وَمَنْ جَمَعَ بَيْنَ سُنَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ فِي الْقُبُورِ. Whoever combined between the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah concerning the grave, the practice of the Prophet concerning the grave, وَمَا أَمَرَ بِهِ, and what the Prophet commanded, وَنَهَا عَنُهُ, and what he prohibited concerning the grave, وَمَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ أَصْحَابُهُ, and the practice of his companions concerning the grave. If you combine all this, وَبَيْنَ مَا عَلَيْهِ أَكْبَرُ النَّاسِ الْيَوْمِ, you combine it with all with what majority of the people are practicing today. When he says today, he's talking about his time, Ibn al-Qayyim. Alright? The thing is even worse now. But he's talking about his own time. I think if you combine what the Prophet did and what he commanded or prohibited, and you compare that with what the people are doing today at that time, he says, رَأَى أَحَدُهُمَا مُضَادًا لِلْآخَرِ. The companion, you will see that one of them is in opposition to the other. مُنَاكِبًا لَهُ. You will see contradicting the other. بِحَيْءٍ لَا يَتْسَمِعَانِ عَبَدًا. Such that they will never come together forever. The practice of the Prophet and the practice of the people can never go together. He said, فَنَهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَنِ الصَّلَاةِ إِلَى الْقُبُورِ. The Prophet prohibited praying towards the grave. وَهَٰؤُلَا يُصَلُّونَ عِنْدَهَا. But people today are praying at the graveyard. The Prophet said, don't pray to the graveyard. Or don't pray to the graveyard to pray. But today, that's what you are doing. He said, وَنَهَا عَنْ اِتِّخَاذِهَا مَسَاجِدًا. He also prohibited taking the grave as places of sujood, as mosque. He said, وَهَٰؤُلَا يَبْنُونَ عَلَيْهَا الْمَسَاجِدًا. But people today are even building mosque over the grave. That was Samunaha Mashahid. They are building forts over the grave and they are calling it Mashahid, meaning shrine of this of victim. That Mudahatan, you believe that. They equate those units to the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way a person should glorify the mosque, that's how these people also glorify the tomb of their awliya. He said, Wanaha an iqad suruj alayha. The Prophet also prohibited igniting lamp on the grave. وَهَٰؤُلَا يُوْفِقُونَ الْوُقُوبِ عَلَىٰ إِنْقَادِ الْبَنَادِينَ عَلَيْهَا. But these people are even making endowment. And what is an endowment? People are even giving endowment for igniting lamp over the grave. You see, in the Sharia, it is prohibited to put lamp around a graveyard, okay? In the cemetery, if there is a cemetery, there is nothing wrong in putting lamp on the fences of the cemetery, okay? So that it will lighten the place. But to put lamp or put light on specific graves, this is a pagan practice. And that's why the Prophet prohibited it. Do you understand? So there is nothing wrong in putting lamps on the fence of the cemetery, but putting lamps on the grave has been prohibited by the Prophet. Now today, you have people who are given endowment. I hope you all know what an endowment is, an Islamic endowment. The situation whereby somebody will donate his house, for example, and say, okay, this is my house, all the rent coming from this house to be spent on so-so things, fisabilillah. Or I have a police station, I am giving it out to the lab, all the profit from it to be spent on social projects or social acts of charity, some of an endowment. Now, if you go to some countries, you you will find out that people are giving, they are making endowments for whatever revenue is generated from it to be spent in taking care of the home of these people that they, that people go about worshiping. That's what it's talking about. So among those endowments are endowments for lightening the graveyards of some people that people go to visit to offer sacrifices to. That wanaha anti Sakas Aidan. He also prohibited that grave to be taken as a place of festivity, as in. This is what people will come and gather and celebrate. So Wahaula Yasakunaha Ayadan. But these people are even taking this grave as places where they do regular celebration and festivity. Wamanati and places where they do pilgrimage too. Even in Nigeria here today now, there are people who will gather money and visit graves of some righteous people, even before they gather money to go for Hajj. You know what people are doing? Yes, that's what they are doing. They only gather money and go to some countries where they believe some people are buried there. They will go and visit those graves, perform pilgrimage to that place, even before they gather money to go for Hajj. So like that, what is the own Allah? These people gathering around this place, catch the ma in him, lil'in, just the way they gather for him. Or the usual celebration. I will ask her, or they are gathering that even the more than the kind of gathering they do for his celebration. So you can see the contrast between what the Prophet commanded and what people are doing. And like I said, Ibn Qayyim is talking about his own situation. Alright, Ibn Qayyim died in the year 751 AD. Alright, and today we're what? We're 1441. So you can see that the situation is even worse compared to the way it was during the time of Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah. Ibn Qayyim continues. He said, "Wa amara bi tashwiyatiha." The Prophet commanded that the grave should be leveled. Nobody should erect a grave. Alright? That the Marawa Muslim, just the way Imam Muslim narrated in his book Sahih, An Abil Hajjaj al Asadi, from his companion. Allah, from this time, this man is the time. Allah, he said, Allah, the Ali bin Abi Talib, Ali bin Abi Talib said to me, Rajallahu anhu, may Allah have mercy on him, Ala ab'asuka, ala ma ba'athani alayhi Rasulullah. Ali was said to him, shall I not send you on a mission that the Prophet also sent me on that mission? What is the mission? He said, An la tada suratan illa tammastaha. He said, you should not leave any portrait except that you demolish it. وَلَا قَبْرًا مُشْرِفًا or leave any grave that has been built high إِلَّا تَوَّيْتَ except that you level it. That was what the Prophet sent Ali to do. And Ali is now giving the same commandment to this Sahih. That وَفِي صَحِيْهِ أَيْضًا also Imam Muslim, in his book Sahih Muslim, and Sumama bin Shufi. Matter from Sumama bin Shufiya, قَالَ he said, كُنَّا مَعَ قُبْضَالَ bin Ubay. So we were with this the Arab room in the land of the Romans, the Raudi, in a town called Raudi. For the Ubiya Sahib Lana, then one of our companions now died. The Amara Kumbalatun, the Kabrihi, for Sumia. Kumbalara commanded that this person that died, his grave should be leveled whenever they are going to bury him. Summa Kala, then he now said, the name to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya'uru, it is Sumia. I had the Prophet say of money that the grave should be leveled. So it is considered in Islam to erect a grave. No. That waha'ula yubaliguna fi mukhalafati hadain al hadithain. So you see these people around today, they even exaggerate in their contradiction of these two hadiths of the Prophet. وَيَرْفَعُونَهَا عَنِ الْأَرْضِ They raise the grave above the earth. Conveyed like a building. They construct a tomb over it like a building. وَيَعْجِبُونَ عَلَيْهَا الْكُفَّارِ You see that building tomb. You see the tomb like a mosque. People are putting on top of the grave. إِلَىٰ أَنْفَلَ إِبْنَ قَيِّمْ Continuing to say, where he said, that فَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ هَذَا التَّبَايُنَ الْعَظِيمِ They look at this great disparity. بَيْنَمَا شَرَعَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ Between what the Prophet legislated, وَقَصَدَهُ عَنْ what he intended مِنَ النَّهِ عَمَّا تَقَدَّمْ ذِكْرُهُ فِي الْقُبُورِ what he intended from his prohibition against what has been previously mentioned concerning the grave وبينما شرعه هؤلاء وقبلوا. Look at the disparity between that and what these people have legislated and what they intended in their practice. They were not right. There is no doubt. أن في ذلك من المفاتن. There are in this practice there is a lot of evil. ما يعجز العبد عن حسنه. Kind of evil that the servant cannot even count them. Meaning there are so many evils associated with this practice that you cannot even count them. ثم أخذ يذكر تلك المفاتن. Then Ibn Qayyim started mentioning those evils associated with this practice. إلى أن قالت where he said. ومنها among the evils associated with this practice is what أن الذي شرعه النبي is that which the prophet legislated عند زيارة القبور when somebody visits the grave إنما هو تذكر الآخرة the essence of it is to remind you of the hereafter as the prophet said in his hadith كنت نهايتكم عن زيارة القبور سر على فزروها فإنها تذكركم الآخرة. So the essence of the meaning of in Islam is that the grave to remind you of the hereafter, is to remind you about the death, about death. Okay? It says, "والإحسان إلى المزور بالدعاء له." Another purpose is that you should be kind to the people that you have visited in the grave. بالدعاء له, by praying, by supplicating for them. When you visit the grave, you supplicate, may Allah forgive this person inside the grave. Okay? So these are the two purposes. One, you, the visitor, it will remind you of the hereafter. Secondly, you offer supplication for the person in the grave. Okay? You say, well, إِحْسَانٌ إِلَى الْمَزُورِ and being kind to the person that has been visited in the grave, this dua is done by supplicating for him, وَتَرَحْهُمْ عَلَيْهِ and seeking Allah's mercy upon him, وَالْإِسْتِغْفَارِ and also seeking forgiveness, وَسُؤَالُ الْعَافِيَ لَهُ and seeking that Allah will pardon such a person. فَيَكُونُ الزَّائِرْ مُحْسِنًا إِلَى نَفْسِهِ. By this, the person who has visited, the Zaid, the visitor, will be مُحْسِنًا إِلَى نَفْسِهِ, will have done good to himself. وَإِلَى الْمَيِّتِ and it seems that he has done good to the dead person. Okay, he has increased his iman by visiting the grave, and at the same time he has supplicated for the dead person in the grave. So he is kind to himself, he is kind to the person that has been visited. فطلب هؤلاء المشركون الأمر. For this مشركون, they have turned the matter upside down. وعكسوا الدين. And they turned the religion in opposite direction. وجعلوا المقصود بالزيارة. They have now made the purpose of visitation to the place to the world. الشرك بالميت. Associating or committing shirk with the dead. ودعاه and supplicating from him directly. When we visit the grave, we are going to supplicate for the grave, for the dead person, not to request from the person in the grave. But they, when they go, they supplicate directly from the person in the grave. What dua be? And they supplicate using the dead person as an intercession. Okay, that's different between what dua ahu and what dua be. Dua ahu meaning they are supplicating from him directly. Dua bihi means they are supplicating with him, meaning using him as intercession. وَسُؤَالُ حَوَائِهِمْ and you ask to see them requesting or asking for all their needs from the grave. وَسْتِنْزَارِ الْبَرَكَةِ and seeking the extension of blessing from the grave. وَنَصْرِهِ لَهُمْ عَلَى الْعَذَابِ they are seeking his assistance over their enemies. وَنَحْمِدَهُ and similar practices like that. فَصَارُوا مُسِيئِنَ إِلَىٰ أَنْفُسِهِمْ by that, they are doing evil to themselves. وَإِلَىٰ الْمَيْتِ and also evil to the dead person. Because they are doing evil to themselves because they are not committing shirk, isn't it? And they are also doing evil to the dead person. وَلَوْ لَمْ يَكُونْ إِلَّا بِحِرْمَانِهِ بَرَكَةَ مَا شَرَعَهُ تَعَالَىٰ مِنَ الدُّعَلَوْ they are doing evil to the dead person because even if there's not anything, at least they have presented him the Hirmani Barakata Masharahu Ta'ala in Dua. They have presented him the blessing of what Allah has legislated in terms of supplicating for him. When you go into supplicating for him, you are not supplicating from him. Okay? You say, Watarahu Malay and asking mercy upon him. Well, it's the follow and seeking forgiveness for him. So when you visit the grave and you are doing that, You have not benefited yourself, and you have not benefited the dead body. You have prevented him from your supplication, and he is in serious need of your supplication. Not that you come and make a post one, because he's already dead, there's nothing he can do for you. Do you understand? He said, in Taha, that's the end of the quotation of the statement of Ibn Taymiyyah. But what we have by this, yet it becomes clear, and the taqdeem al-nudur, becomes clear that offering vows, wal qarradin, and sacrificing, lil mazarat, to shrine, shirk al-akbar, is a major shirk in the Sharia. Sababuhu muqadafatu hadi nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The cause of it, what has caused it, is contradicting the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. في الحالة التي يجب أن تكون عليها القبول concerning the condition that the grave are supposed to be. Meaning we have contradicted the sunnah of the Prophet concerning how we should treat the graveyard. من عدم البناء عليها in terms of not erecting buildings upon it وإقامة المساجد عليه and also not establishing mosques over it. لأنها لما بنيت عليها القبى because when stones were built over graves وأقيمت حولها المساجد and mosques were established around it والمزارات and shrines were established around it ظن الجهال أن المدفونين فيها ينفعون أو يضرون because of that the ignorant ones when they saw that people have established mosques around this place they began to think that those that are buried in it have the power to benefit or to harm because the ignorant ones they don't have knowledge so when they see that okay this is it and people are coming to visit, then it will cast in their mind that, okay, the person in this day has some collateral power, he can benefit. Let us also be going there to supplicate. Because he said, وَنَّ الْجُهَالَ أَنَّ الْمَدْفُونِينَ فِيهَا يَنْفَعُونَ أَوْ يَجْرُونَ The ignorant one began to think that those that are buried in it can benefit or they can harm. وَأَنَّهُمْ يُجِيبُونَ مَنِ اسْتَجَابَ بِهِمْ They began to think that those buried in it can help whoever seeks their assistance. ويقضون حوائج من التجا إليه and they can grant the need of whoever comes to them whatever falls back upon them. فقدموا له النذر and so they began to offer their vows to this grave والقرابين and their sacrifices. حتى صارت أوثانا till this grave became like idols, يعبد that are being worshipped. That وما دعا في هذا الدعاء he said تعبد من دون الله they have been worshipped beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم indeed the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has said اللهم لا تجعل قبري وثنا يعبد he said oh Allah do not make my grave to become an idol that will be worshipped the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم supplicated with this supplication before he died was supplicating to Allah oh Allah do not make after my death do not make my grave to become like an idol that's been worshipped He said, وَمَا دَعَى بِهَذَا الدُّعَى إِلَّا لِأَنَّهُ سَيَحْسِلْ شَيْءٌ مِنْ ذَلِكَ The Prophet did not make this supplication except that we know that something like this will happen after his death. He said, وَقَدْ حَصَلَ عِنْدَ الْقُبُورِ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِنْ بِلَادِ الْإِسْلَامِ And this kind of thing has happened in the grave in so many countries among the Islamic countries. So, أَمَّا قَبُّهُ But as for the grave of the Prophet himself, وَقَدْ حَمَاهُ اللَّهُ بِبَرَكَةِ دُعَائِهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected the grave of the Prophet because of the blessing of his supplication. وَإِنْ كَانَ قَدْ يَحْسُمْ فِي مَسْجِدِهِ شَيْءٌ مِنَ الْمُخَالَفَاتِ Even though it is possible that some مخالفات, some contradictions, right, some wrong ways can still take place in his mosque. Because in the Prophet mosque today, he still finds people gathering, trying to do something that are not legislated in the Sharia. He said, Limbad is Duhal. This is happening from some ignorant ones. Aw al-Quratiyin, or some superstitious people. لَكِنَّهُمْ لَا يَتِدُرُونَ عَلَى الْوُصُولِ إِلَىٰ إِلَىٰ قَبْرِهِ But they have no ability to reach the grave of the Prophet ﷺ. So they will go to the Prophet ﷺ to stand doing some things immediately. But they have no access to the grave of the Prophet. لِأَنَّ قَبْرَهُ فِي بَيْتِهِ وَلَيْسَ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ Because the grave of the Prophet is in his house and it is not inside the mosque. Okay? After the time Ibn Taymiyyah is making this statement, what happened? The grave, as the mosque has not been expanded to cover degree. That was all last week. I took my time to explain for you in detail how the prophet died and how he was buried in his house and how his house is touched from the grave. And I told you that the mosque was not expanded to now encompass the grave except until in the year 1265. I'm not mistaken. All right, 1265. That was when the Ottoman Empire, one of their emperor, expanded the mosque to cover the side of the grave. But even then, it was fully demarcated. So that place is regarded as if it's outside the grave. Okay? He said, وَهُوَ مُحِيطٌ بِالْجِرَانِ. And the grave of the prophet is surrounded by walls. كَمَا قَالَ الْعَلَّمَ بِنُ قَيِّمْ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ. Just the way Ibn Qayyim said, فِي نُنِيَتِهِ in his poem, titled Nuniya, he said, فَأَجَابَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ دُعَاهُ. The Lord of mankind, Lord of the creation, accepted the prayers of the prophet, وَأَحَاسَهُ بِي سَلَاتِ الْجِرَانِ. And he surrounded his grave with three walls. I said to you last week that the grave of the prophet is surrounded by three walls. So the prophet died in Aisha's room. Okay? Then Umar ibn Abdulaziz erected another building to surround Aisha's room. Then later again, another construction was done to surround that one of Umar ibn Abdulaziz. So you have three walls. If you go to the prophet next to this, you say salam to the prophet. Between you and the prophet, there are three barriers. Okay? So that's why when people go there today and they are talking what they are seeing now, rather from their body, I think they are taking baraka from Aisha's house. They are wasting their time because that is not Aisha's reading. Aisha's reading is inside, no one has access to read. Do you understand? So, in summary, the church is drawing our attention to the evil surrounding grave worship in Islam, and that it was an act of shirk. Okay, so when you visit the grave, this is the grave for the purpose of supplicating for the person in the grave, and also it should remind you of the helper. Not that you should go and offer sacrifice to the grave or to go and make your request from the person inside the grave. Okay. Then we'll go to Al-Fasl al-Rabi, section 4. That fi bayani hukmi ta'zim al-samadhi wa nusbu al-tiktariya. Section 4 is going to talk about, is going to explain the ruling about Ta'zim al-Samadhi, glorifying sculptures. When people erect a sculpture of a person, maybe somebody among the past, and people begin to, you know, have some kind of respect and honor to this sculpture, what is the ruling in Islam for some kind of art? For Nusbu al-Tiktariya, and historical monument. What do you mean by Nusbu al-Tiktariya? Historical monument. Okay, if you go to, for example, the West now, then you see sculptures of Aulo or sculptures of anybody like that. Just sculptures of people. People have lived in the past. You see people, you know, praising or showing respect to this kind of sculpture or historical monument. What is Islamic ruling for signing this kind of art? So that At-Samadhi, the word At-Samadhi is Jemro Kimtad, it's the plural of the word Kimtad. That's sculpture in English language. وَهُوَ السُّورَ الْمُجَسَّمَةِ. That it is the portrait, that embodied, that is constructed. عَلَى شَكْلِ إِنسَانِ. Constructed in the form of a human being. أَوْ حَيَوَانِ. Or in the form of an animal. أَوْ غَيْرُهُمَا. Or any other thing besides that. مِمَّا فِيهِ رُوحٌ. Any other thing that is living. Okay? وَالنُّسُبْ. The word نُسُبْ. في الأرض الأطنرية. The word نُسُبْ means what? An alam. It means a symbol. وأحجار and stones. كان المشركون يذبحون عندها. The مشركون of the past, they used to slaughter, they used to make their sacrifice around the stones or the symbols in their time. والنصب التذكارية. One would say historical monument. It said تماثيل. They are sculptures. يقيمونها في الميادين. That have been established in open areas. ونحويا and similar areas like that. لإحياء الذكرى. Zaim or Muazzam, in order to commemorate or as a leader or anybody that is being glorified among the people. So it is constructed to commemorate such a person. People will be remembering such people and their contribution to the development of the society. إذا ولقد حذر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من تصوير ذوات الأرواح. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has cautioned us against what? Against taking the portrait of living things. ولكنما تصوير المعظمين من البشر. Especially taking the portrait of people that are glorified among human beings. كالعلماء like scholars والملوك and kings والعباد and worshippers والقادة and leaders والرؤساء and heads of the people. سواء كان هذا التصوير عن طريق رسم الصورة على اللوحة أو ورقة. The same applies. Whether these portraits are done عن طريق رسم الصورة in the form of drawing the picture على لوحة on a board أو ورقة or on a paper. You know, not only that, draw the portrait of somebody and you see them placing it in their houses. The awjida or such portraits are done on the wall, outside, or on the clothes, the pictures of people on people's clothes. أو عن طريق التقاط الآلة الصوتية المعروفة في هذا الزمان. Or through taking the pictures through photography. As what we mean by an التقاط الآلة الصوتية. That's through camera. Alright? Through photography. المعروفة في هذا الزمان, which is well known in the period. أو عن طريق النهر. Or through carving. Would our carve a tree. They'll get a trunk of a tree and they'll carve it in the form of a human being or in the form of an animal. وبناء الصورة على هيئة التمثال, or building a portrait in the form of a sculpture. ونهى عن تعليق الصور على الجدران ونحوها. The Prophet also prohibited placing pictures on the wall and similar places. وعن نصب التماثيل. He also prohibited erecting sculptures. وَمِنْهَا and part of this sculpture is what? النُّسُبْ الْتِذْكَارِيَة, the historical monument that are being erected. فَلِأَنَّ ذَلِكَ وَسِيلَةٌ إِلَى الشِّرْكِ, because that is a means that can lead to shirk. فَإِنَّ أَوَّلَ الشِّرْكِ حَدَثَ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَانَ بِسَبَبِ التَّصْوِيرِ, but because the first shirk that occurred on the earth was as a result of this kind of pottery. والنصب الصور an erection of pottery. وذلك أنه كان في قوم نوح رجال صالحون. That's because during the time of Prophet Noah, among the people of Prophet Noah, there were رجال صالحون, there were righteous people. ولما ماتوا, when these righteous people died, حزن عليهم قومه, their people were very sad because of that. فأوحى إليهم شيطان, شيطان now inspired them. أن انسبوا إلى مجالسهم التي كانوا يجلسون فيها أنصابا. Shaitan inspired them that they should erect in the places where those wish to see أنصابا, they should erect their sculptures. وسموها بأسمائهم, and you should name these sculptures after their name. ففعلوا ولم يجوبوا. So those people, they now did that. They erected the sculptures in the form of those people. They were not sober, but they were not worshiping those sculptures. Because they knew that these are just sculptures of the righteous people among us. So, حَتَّى إِذَا هَلَكَ أُولَئِكَ, those generation of people died. وَنُسِيَ الْعَلَمُ, and even now forgot the purpose of those symbols, those sculptures that were erected. Providence. Then the later generation began to worship those sculptures. وَلَمَّا بَعَثَ اللَّهُ نَبِيَّهُ نُوحًا عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ, now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his messenger, Prophet Noah, yanha an hadha shirk, in order to prohibit you from this shirk, alladhi hasala bikawni the tilka aswar, which occurred because of those offerings, alladhi nusiba, that were erected. Imtana'a qawmuhu min qabuli da'wat, his people rejected, they refused to accept his call. Wa asabu ala ibarat tilka aswar, المنصوبه التي تحولت الى اوثان. They insisted, they persisted on worshipping those portraits that were erected, which have now become like idols. Allah says in the Quran, وقالوا لا تذرن آلهتكم, they said, do not abandon your gods. ولا تذرن ودا do not abandon, watch them. That's one of the names of those righteous people that has now been used to call those prophets. They said, wala tuzurna, watch them. Do not abandon, watch them. Wala suwa'an, and suwa'an. Wala yahuza, and yahuza, wa yahuza, and yahuza, wa nasra, and also nasra. These are all names of these righteous people that have been used to name these prophets. He said, wa hazi asma'u rika, and the zina sawwara tawhum kilka, suwira tawhum kilka, asuwa, ala ashkari. He said, these are names of these men that those portraits were fashioned in their form. Ishya'an li dhikriyatin, in order to commemorate them, in order to revive their remembrance. Wa ta'zim Allahum, in order to glorify them. He says, فَانْظُرْ مَا عَالَ إِلَيْهِ الْأَمْرُ بِسَبَبْ هَذِهِ الْأَنْصَارِ الْتِكَارِيَةِ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. He said, look at what the matter has now turned into. As a result of this monument, this historical monument, look at what it has come to in terms of committing shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at what it has caused in terms of these people opposing the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mimma sabbaba ihlakuhum bitufan, which now led to those people being destroyed with the flood. The people of Nuh were destroyed with flood, not brought down water and destroyed all of them, except those who entered the ark of Prophet Nuh. They were maqtuhum inda Allah wa inda khalqi, and that caused them to be hated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by his creation. Mimma yadulluka ala khuturati at-taswir wa nasb as-suwar. So all this will point you to what? To the danger of taking portraits and also erecting this kind of portrait. وَلِهَذَا لَعَنَ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْمُصَوِّرِينَ. And that is why the Prophet of Islam called those who take portraits. وَأَخْبَرَ أَنَّهُ أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ عَذَابًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And the Prophet informed us that this kind of people will be those that will be severely punished on the day of judgment. وَأَمَرَ بِصَرْفِ الصُّوَرِ. And he commanded that all portraits should be destroyed. وَأَخْبَرَ أَنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَا تَدْخُلُ بَيْتًا فِيهِ سُورَةً. He also informed that the angels do not enter a house that has portraits in them. كُلُّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَجْلِ مَفَاتِحِهَا. All this is because of the evil associated with this. وَشِدَّةُ مُخَاطِرِهَا عَلَى الْأُمَّةِ. And severe danger upon the ummah. في أكيدتها إن أكيدة. Therefore, إن أول شرك حدث في الأرض كان بسبب نصب السور. Because the first shirk that was committed on the surface of the earth is because of the erection of these portraits. So وسواء كان هذا النصب للسور والتماثيل في المجالس. So the rule is the same. What are this erection of portraits and sculptures are in where people used to gather and see how al-mayadin, or they are in open places, how al-hada'ik, or they are in garden. Sometimes you see there will be a garden where people gather all kinds of sculptures. As is happening today, you see our high institution. If you go to the Department of Fine Arts, you see them, they have sculptures that they have, you know, erected as their project, and they keep them, see them there in this kind of garden. فإنه محرم شرعا. All these kind of things are haram in Sharia. لأنه وسيلة إلى الشرك. Because it's a means that can lead to shirk. وفساد العقيدة. And it's a means that can lead to the corruption of the Aqidah, the Islamic faith. So وإذا كان الكفار اليوم يعملون هذا العمل. If the kuffar, the unbelievers today, are doing this kind of thing, because they have no akira, they have no alayha which they can protect. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَجُوزُ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ أَنْ يَتَشَبَّهُ بِهِ. It is not permissible for the Muslims to imitate them. وَيُشَارِكُهُمْ فِي هَذَا الْعَمَلِ. Or to participate with them in this kind of practice. حِفَاظًا عَلَى أَكِرَتِهِمْ. In order for them to protect their own akira. And let them hear not God to work with, which is the source of their strength. وَسَعَادَتِهِمْ. And their substance of belief in the Arab. So, wala yuqal, and one should not say, inna naza tajawazu nazi al mar'a. Some people say that people today are past that stage. Alright? Inna naza tajawazu nazi al mar'a. People are past this stage. Wa arafu al tawheed wa shirk. And they now know the difference between shirk and tawheed. alright, something would say that's not about in erecting this kind of historical monument. Something about the worship tree. Alright, everybody knows the weed, everybody knows the tree. So we are just doing it just to remind us of these things. So we're not supposed to be talking like that. لأن الشيطان ينظر للجيل المستقبل. Because the shaitan is looking at the future generation. حينما يظهر فيهم الجهل. When there will be widespread ignorance among them. كما عمل ما أقام النوم. Just the way he did with the people of Prophet Noah. When the people of Prophet Noah erected the sculpture, they were not worshiping it. And the shaitan left them alone. So all that generation passed away. The later generation, you know, inspired them to start worshiping those sculptures. That the Ma'amala Ma'a Kaumunu Lamma Mata Ulama'u or Fasha Fihim Al Jan. Just the way he did with the people of Noah when their scholars died and ignorance became widespread among them. Wali Annal Hay La Tu'man Alayhi Al Fitna. And also because somebody that is still alive, you cannot guarantee that that person will be saved from calamity, from fitna, from fire. Kama Qala Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam. Just the way Prophet Ibrahim said. وَجُنُوبُنِي وَبَنِيَا أَنَّعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ Prophet Ibrahim, Khalilullah, he supplicated to Allah. He said, oh Allah, وَجُنُوبُنِي, distance me, وَبَنِيَا and my children, أَنَّعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ Alright, distance us from worshipping the idol. This is the same Prophet Ibrahim that destroyed the idol with his own hand. But yet, so long as you are still alive, you don't know how you are going to end. And that's why from the Ibrahim was this of the oh Allah, distance me and my children from the worship of idols. He said, وَخَافَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الْفِتْنَةِ So the Ibrahim is fearing for himself fire. قَالَ مَا بِخَلَى From fire spread is what we used to say. وَمَنْ يَعْمَنْ الْبَلَى Father Ibrahim. Who can guarantee himself that he will be saved from fire after Ibrahim? If Prophet Ibrahim himself does not guarantee himself of being saved from trials, then how can he guarantee himself that he will be saved from trials? So, the erection of sculpture, okay, is not permissible in the Sharia. As for photography, as we were reading, you see, the following mention that drawing of human beings is haram. There is no difference in the material between scholars and academics. Drawing. Also, as for sculpture, you carve or construct a living thing. There is no difference between scholars as to the definition of this. Where you have difference of opinion between scholars is regarding taking photography with your camera or with your phone. Do you understand? Here, there is difference of opinion between scholars. Some scholars, like Sheikh Fawzan and Sheikh Bimbar, alright, all of them are of opinion that they all carry the same ruling as portrait. So it is haram. Alright. While other scholars, like Sheikh Utemi and Sheikh Al-Maghari and many other scholars like that, they are of opinion that there is an exception to photographic pictures. Okay? They are of opinion that and take pictures with photography because as far as they are concerned, you are taking the exact picture of what Allah Ta'ala has created. There is no limitation. He based the opinion on the ideas of the first water where he created a Swiss, he now said, God has called those who are taking portraits because of the Zahuna Khalq Allah. They are imitating the creation of Allah. Okay, so this one saying that because of this part of the hadith that says Yudahuna Khalq Allah, they are imitating the creation of Allah. When you take a picture with a phone, you are not imitating the creation, you are taking exactly what it is. It tells you that it is just like looking at the mirror. You know, when you look at the mirror shows your form exactly as it is. You understand? So they are saying that a photographic picture is the same as mirror. And there's nobody in the world, a tiny scholar that says that looking at mirror is haram. You get it? So this is their own opinion. For Sheikh Fawzan, it's the opinion that one should not take even photographic picture except for necessity. So you have to take passport, photograph, or official use, something like that. So it's still an issue of contention between these scholars. Some are saying that it's permissible, while others are saying that it is not permissible. على كل حال one should anywhere, even if God to take the of those who is permissible, one should not indulge in it frequently. Okay? One should know that, you know, usually whenever there's difference between the people as to permissibility or not permissibility, the person is always to be on the safer side. Alright, so if you can avoid it as much as possible, avoid it. Right? But I say that we will not condemn those that are doing it because there is a view of scholars on the matter. Also, unanimous scholars are unanimous that it's not permissible to place pictures on the wall in the house. Okay, because of the hadith of Aisha, when the Prophet was wanted to enter her house, he saw pictures on her curtain. And he refused to enter and said that even the angels will not enter her house. Aisha said, we now remove the curtains and cut them into pieces. So we even make them into pillows. Okay, so it's not permissible in the Sharia to place painting or pictures on the wall. You see? And even placing pictures on the wall, it can even be a sort of harm because the jinn can enter and hide in those pictures in your house. So it's better for us to avoid such problems. Inshallah, we'll stop here. In our next class, we'll look at Al-Qasl al-Khamis, section 5 of the book, where the author is called Fatati Bayan al-Hukm al-Istihza, Bidin, wal-Istihana, Bihurmat. The book is called The Ruling Concerning Mocking the Religion. Okay, there are people who mock the Prophet or mock any sign of the religion. So, wal-Istihana. And also, underrating or humiliating Hurmatihi sanctuary, alright, things that are sanctified in the Sharia. When you now talk this is or you humiliate them, what is the ruling concerning people who do this kind of thing? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us abundantly for this lesson. May Allah instill the knowledge, whatever we have said and tried, may Allah reward us. Whatever we have said and found, may Allah forgive us. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, ila ila anta. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There are questions I will answer before the prayer.